From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Tens of thousands of Syrians fled their homes in Aleppo Friday, headed toward Turkey, as Russia intensified its airstrikes against rebel groups trying to overthrow President Bashar al-Assad. The charity, the Turkish Humanitarian Relief Foundation, said 50,000 refugees had arrived at the Syrian-Turkish border, although Ankara closed its crossing point and it was not clear if any would be allowed to enter. Strong earthquakes struck southern Taiwan near the city of Tainan today, killing at least three, including a newborn baby. At least one high-rise residential building collapsed. VOA's Bill Hyde on the area's vulnerability to quakes.
This is a constant source of concern in Taiwan. Earthquakes are quite common there. And the biggest earthquake that Taiwan has had in recent years was in 1999. And that earthquake was a 7.7 magnitude quake that killed more than 2,400 people. So it was very serious, and it's something that people are quite used to. But of course, they don't want this to happen.
Taiwan is located in a highly active fault zone known as the Pacific Ring of Fire. The UN mission in Mali says United Nations and Malian forces have retaken a police base in Timbuktu that was briefly seized by unknown assailants Friday morning. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for that attack. Northern Mali has been racked with violence in recent years, including insurgencies by Islamist militant groups and the ethnic Tuareg militias. United Nations established its peacekeeping force in Mali in 2013. This is VOA News.